Democrats picked up at least 2 seats in the House and will hold a majority in that chamber when the legislature convenes next year. Democrats are expected to elect House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver as their next speaker. Ferrandino spoke to supporters at the Democratic Watch Party in downtown Denver.
Thanks to each and every one of you in this room and people across the state for the work that you've done, the doors that you've knocked, the dollars you've donated. We can proudly put back Democrats in the majority of the House of Representatives.
Ferrandino would be Colorado's first openly gay Speaker of the House. He's well-liked on both sides of the aisle, and last legislative session was a main sponsor of a bill to create civil unions. The measure failed on the final night of the session after a Republican-led filibuster. Democrats, including Ferrandino, have vowed to pass civil unions.
We are not going to run the House like we saw this last year. We're going to run it so the people of Colorado can be proud of their House of Representatives.
Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch says the strength of the Democratic presidential ground game hurt the GOP.
Across the country and here in Colorado, you have a clearly divided electorate. And I don't think either side can predict a mandate, can talk about having a mandate.
Democrats also held on to their majority in the state Senate. It's been 2 years since Democrats controlled both legislative chambers and the governor's office. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.